Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good day, good day, good day. Thank you for taking the time out to join us here on the Couples TV Show. This is Gregory Clark Sr. enjoying another fun-filled time with you with my partner, who will greet the people right now, Cheryl Clark.
Hi, how was everyone this snowy Monday night in New York City? We are snowed in once again, but thank you so much for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio for Couples TV Show. We thank you so much for joining us this evening.
And one of the things that definitely, if you want to stay connected with us, you can definitely go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thecouplesTVshow. Again, that is facebook.com/thecouplesTVshow. Also, before you know it, our website, gregandcherylclark.com, will be up and running, so stay tuned for that. Again, that is Greg and Cheryl Clark, CLARKE.com, will be up and running before you know it. And also, as my wife just stated, it's been a crazy, we went from 50-degree temperatures yesterday to near 20-degree temperatures and 8 inches of snow today. So for those of you in this region who are either in the Midwest or in right now in the Northeast who have been experiencing this crazy weather, you know, we are with you, and we hope that you're taking the time to listen to us right now. And also, if you would like to also follow us on Twitter, the Twitter handle is @CouplesTVShow, without the "the". So if you would like to follow us, it's @CouplesTVShow on Twitter. So we do read your tweets, and we do like to stay connected with you, and you do have the opportunity. And also, before I even go a little further, our main Facebook page, which we would like everyone who's listening to us to go to and like, because we do not post on our old page anymore, it is Gregory and Cheryl Clark. If you just type that in into your Facebook bar, you'll see our lovely picture jump up onto your screen. Go like the page. Go like the page. Again, that's the only way you're going to stay connected with us, and we have a tremendous opportunity. If you are in the New York City area this Saturday from 10 to 12, myself and Cheryl, we will definitely be moderating a discussion on communication. And we're going to be at 4143 3rd Avenue. It's at the Eagle Academy for Young Men High School building. And that's this Saturday, February 8th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you'd like to come on by and to be in a dialogue of great discussion with us as we deal with communication, that's from 10 to 12. Again, that's 4143 3rd Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10457, and it'll be this Saturday, February 8th, from 10 to 12. Would you like to share a little bit about that, Cheryl?
Yeah, definitely. We'll put it in after the show. We'll put that in on our both of our Facebook pages and also on the Couples TV Show and Greg and Cheryl. There's a lot of places where you can see us, but we definitely will be having a discussion. It will be a co-ed adult forum. Well, we will be talking about communication styles and the different communication styles that is that will help us in the long run, because we all have different forms of how we communicate with each other. And this is going to be very interesting this coming Saturday. We're very excited for facilitating this. Mr. Ford asked us to come in and facilitate this group, and what it is to have poor communication and healthy communication, two different things. And we all communicate, and we learn that at a very early age. And it depends on the essential how we communicate in our relationships. So we are looking forward to this coming Saturday, and I'm excited about it. And I know that Greg was talking a little bit about it. Like I said, like, we will put it on our Facebook page, and we will discuss a little later after. We'll discuss, we'll do it next week, a culmination of how the show went and the group went. And we look forward to that on this Saturday.
I'm very good. And one of the things that we're dealing with today, we're going to deal with the conclusion of our buying power. Hopefully, if you like the Facebook pages that I've stated, either the Couples TV Show page or our Gregory and Cheryl Clark page on Facebook, you had the opportunity to take a gander at some of the things that we put up over time, and especially the one in reference to our buying power and the way how they are expecting us to spend money by the year 2017, which right now, according to what I posted online, is about $1.3 trillion. $1.3 trillion, and some people sometimes, and some, and I put that picture up, but there was other analysis that shows that's probably closer to 1.4. Some analysts have it at 1.5. You have some others that even assume that it might be even as close as $1.6 trillion. Now you think about it, that's 1.6 trillion. When you say million and when you say billion, we're talking about collectively our buying power as a community, as being African Americans here in this country. And the reason why we're delving into that, because it's, at too many times we have our community, we have become more consumers and less about creation. And even the creation that we do, there are times that we don't analyze and really put forth the effort to make sure that we are circulating our funds in a collective manner and in a proper manner. And over the past couple of weeks, we dealt with some of these things, and we're going to deal with the last four this week. But definitely, we dealt with a couple of weeks ago. Our step one was about learning the facts and how couples deal with money together. And that was a great topic. If you wanted to hear that, you can definitely go into the archives, because I believe that's when we were on the Bridal Tribe Network 2 weeks ago. So if you definitely want to hear some of the excerpts from that, definitely go back to that show on Bridal Tribe Network here on blogtalkradio.com. And step two was determining how your purpose, what is your purpose of money in your life? And through that, we had the opportunity to discuss, you know, as a couple, because we deal with couples and we deal with businesses and entrepreneurs, what is your mindset towards money? How is it that you feel that you're orchestrating yourselves with money, at money, how your forefathers showed you how you deal with money? That all comes into play in dealing with how money is purpose in your life. And then step three, as Cheryl shared so greatly 2 weeks ago, about how you plan together and you end up winning together. If you sit down and have a discussion, you realize, you know, where the finances are, where do you see yourself in 5 years? 10 years, 15 years, retirement. Sometimes you have to sit down and maybe see where you see yourself in 6 months. That type of orchestration and working together and understanding that money just doesn't appear. When it does come into your hand, you have to have a definitive purpose for it and understand where you're utilizing it towards. And couple four, we dealt with that whole thing, the coffee factor. We dealt with how at times, you know, when you start looking at, you know, when you go to the different coffee chains, or you may go to the different fast food places, and how all of a sudden you start to see how that eats away from your really ancillary income, and the way that the things that you may have budgeted, you start to wonder why things are going off budget, because you're spending money on different things that you didn't budget for. And that's the coffee factor. And step five, which we left off last week, was how you start to build those retirement savings, And I know within the next, I would say we have about 50-some-odd minutes, we can complete the rest of the steps of today on dealing with our buying power. Now, building your I don't want to belittle that step five, because step five is very important. When you're talking about you're building that basket, you're building what you're going to be able to glean from and utilize at that time of retirement, that is so important. At times, and they say, especially in our community, we are underfunded. Mm-hmm. There are times where I know my wife pushed me and bothered me, and initially I would think of it as like, oh, she's bothering me about it, but then when I really had to sit within myself and understood, it says, wait a minute, she's actually making sense, because if we don't plan and we don't make sure that we put these ducks in a row and start understanding what we're going to do for, you know, when we're in our 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, I'm planning on, I'm speaking into these, I'm planning on seeing triple digits. That's my goal, one of my goals. So you have to have money to survive that time. You don't want to be that person who, God forbid, is, you know, you see you in the in a grocery store and you're buying dog food or cat food to survive because, you know, the money that you thought that you're going to have to survive is not enough. So definitely building your retirement basket is highly important. Do you have anything to add to that, Cheryl, before we move to step six?
Definitely. I think that a lot has to do with us going that route is because why we as a whole of what we think about retirement. What does retirement look like for us? And a lot of times when we do not prepare for the future is not going to be a bright future if we do not decide to prepare for it. And I think it. I know that what we say is that it all starts within our minds and how we are thinking about what we should do. Now, Greg and I have put together a plan for our family, not only our immediate family, but our generational family to come. Because if we do not decide to build for a generation yet to come, then we are short-sighting ourselves and our vision. We need to start to expand our vision for just now. And that is why these steps are very important to then expand our vision, expand our mind, to say, let's build a foundation that is sturdy enough to stand the test of time. And if sometime you may feel uncomfortable, because change is uncomfortable, but to sit yourself up in a position where now you're able to say, I have put my ducks in a row, and I have done this, we have done this, and now we can say and then education is key. I am not, and by no means.
Say that again.
Education is key because I am by no means a CPA. I am not I'm not an accountant. Neither Greg or I. What we did was we got under people that are financial advisors, also books. We read. We discussed. We saw what other people that are successful are doing. Listen to what I said. People that are successful for what they're already doing as entrepreneurs. Because when you go into a thing, you should know about that thing. Educate yourself about that thing. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, a football player, how they should run on the field to get that touchdown. That is not my expertise, and I will be stepping out of bounds to tell you that. So to figure out, I had no idea what a 401k was, what an IRA is, and all that was. We sat down, and we have to decide what was best for our family. Because when you start getting out of the five-digit income and going into six figures and seven figures, you are now in a bracket where you need advisors, you need successful people around you to now to see how do you have your money working for you, not the other way around. And that is a good thing for couples to come together and be smart investors, to be smart with their money and be good stewards of the money, because if we want to go biblical, that is what the Bible has said. What, did you go out and triple and double and quadruple your gifts? Are you steadfast? Are you faithful with the 500 so God can bless you with the 5,000? Then he will bless you with the 50,000. Then he blessed you with the 500,000. Are you faithful with the little? So when you do come into the money, because you can come into a whole lot of money. You can come into a whole lot of money, and you could not know where any of it went. Greg and I was on a game show a couple of years ago, Deal or No Deal, if you haven't heard about it, and we won over $118,000, and we were, and God had blessed us, and I do say that, and thank God we were in a position where we had smart people around us, because we were able to clear up so much and to now save and do what we had to do, that now we're reaping the harvest of that. Can you say that, Greg?
Yes, we definitely are. I mean, it gave us opportunity to, as Cheryl stated, we were able to reassess even our spending patterns. We were able to see that, you know, money, as Cheryl just, you probably, she said it in a way that it may not have thought that she was given a defining point, but you are not supposed to be out there working for money. Money is supposed to be working for you. And when you think about that, that's how generational wealth is created. That's how those are. And it goes back to a thought that I always remember. I love Shaquille O'Neal, and, you know, I have family members and friends who always say that I look like Shaq in some way, even though I'm not as tall as him. But one of the things that I love that he said, and this is a man who's considered, he's moving himself towards being wealthy, but he always stated, he said that at the time when he was playing with the Los Angeles Lakers, the owner of the Lakers, he made a statement. The owner of the Lakers is wealthy. I am rich. There's two different things. And we have a lot of people out here, as Cheryl was just saying, people are now starting moving out of the five figures into the six figures and into the seven figures. And some of you who are even more blessed are moving into the eight figures. Now, what are you really doing with that? Because at some level, even when you're pulling in eight figures, you're still considered poor to some other people. Now, it may seem like a slap in the face. You may think that, you know, here at the Couples TV show, we're trying to be elitist. No, we're trying to tell you the truth and keep it as plain as day with you. And the reason why we're concluding the Buying Power series tonight is that we just wanted to share these tones with us, because at times we don't share this information amongst each other. It's so quickly that we may find certain things or start to learn certain things that could benefit us as a whole, and we try to do, and I hate to say, the crab in the barrel mentality. Okay, I got it, so I'm not going to share it with others. Not realizing if you do share it, that everyone grows, the next thing you know, there's no more barrel. Because now everyone has gotten the opportunity to take advantage of the potential opportunities out there. So when you start to see, as Cheryl was going through, about, like, even when we went through that situation and the family was blessed and everything else, it still exacerbates its way to our time, because that actually flows into step six. And step six is about building your current basket. And you'd be like, well, what do you mean by your current basket? Your current basket is actually your emergency fund. You should have an emergency fund. And I know my wife definitely wants to share on this topic, but if you do not have an emergency fund, you are setting yourself up for failure. I don't care if you're a great entrepreneur. I don't care if you have the next great idea. And you, when it comes to that point that you start generating some decent income, you have to have a security fund. That security fund is something, emergency fund, is for you to put away, and it should be a couple of months' worth of expenses. And we're not just talking about your rent or your mortgage. We're talking about expenses. See, there are liabilities and there are expenses. Your security fund should cover all that for at least a couple of months. And to be very honest, we suggest at least 4 months, up to when you get to the point that you can even get it up to 6 months, and then eventually get that fund up to a year, that will be even more beneficial, because as my wife has told me in the past, you never know what can happen any day at any time. You can go from having 10 figures, pushing 8 figures, and all of a sudden you lose the situation, or something goes bankrupt, and all of a sudden you're figuring out, what am I supposed to do?
You know what I wanted to say, Greg? I was in a store, just a regular I think it was, I don't know what store I was in.
They're not advertising, you don't have to say it.
Okay, so it was just a regular store that we have all, a discount store, not a discount, just a regular drugstore. And I went in the store, and there was an older gentleman stacking the shelves. And one lady asked, sir, you're doing this, just to get out the house? He said, no, I'm doing this because I have to.
Mm.
And he was 64 years old. That makes you want to think about.
That's crazy.
You're 64, and he can't retire at the retirement age. He cannot survive.
On Social Security.
On Social Security. And that made me.
Security is meant for you to live off of.
Yeah, and that made me think and stop in my tracks. If we had to, that's why we started this thing. I want you to hear us clearly. This is why we started this. We want to teach couples because I think there's power. Now, don't get us wrong. We will work with individuals that would like to join with us. But there is power in a couple coming together, joining their talents together, and taking it by storm, connecting what you are giving from birth. And when you come together, I believe that everyone should have some type of business, entrepreneur, something in there because everybody has something. Everybody has something. Do you actually want to be a 70-year-old working in a drugstore because you have to? I know that's not where I want to be. I know that God has given me the power, the opportunity to be a speaker, to teach women, couples, men, young people, entrepreneurs, that they have something in them and how to kickstart themselves to the next level. Because there's something that everyone has. And that's not to negate, I'm not saying that, you know, this man, you know, is a bad man or thing, you know, something like that. But what I want you to understand is reality set in for me, as this man was stocking shelves and about to turn 65 and cannot retire on Social Security because he cannot pay his rent. Mm. So I want you to understand that it's possible for your future to either be stocking shelves at 64 or lying on a beach because you choose to at 64. Mm. Or speaking, because I still think I'm going to be speaking on stages at 64. Because you don't want to be broke down. You don't want to be broke down that you have to, and not work. I'm sure stocking the shelves in that drugstore was not his passion. Do you know that success is at the tip of your fingertips, but fear is something that holds us back? Now, this is about our buying power and everything like that, and it tends to go other places. But I want you to know today, right now, as we sit here on a snowy evening in the northern part of the United States, I want you to understand that we are here not to convince you that you have something, but to awaken something in you as a couple, as an individual, that if you're unhappy, if you're broke down, if you feel like you're that person stocking shelves and you feel like there's something more, I'm here to tell you there is something more. I'm here to tell you that the situation can be clear, and it can be paid. How? You can connect with us. We're, on the next couple of weeks, we're going to be connecting with a whole bunch of people. We have already got some people that's willing to connect with us. And we want to show you what we did to get us to this point of where we are now. And we have not arrived where we at our point of destination, but where we are is a place where now we're able to navigate situations that it was rocky. And now our foundation is sturdy. Building a foundation, a sturdy foundation, is key for you not to be stacking shelves at 64. Mm. Go ahead.
Ooh, if that doesn't give you the idea of building your emergency fund, I don't know what else will. See, one of the things that you'll definitely learn from us here on the TV show, even in our endeavors as we go out and as, like we talked about the event that we're co-moderating this Saturday and things of that nature, and be prepared because we're going to soon give you information about, we will start having conference calls because it's about expanding your mindset and expanding what, it's not so much what's in your pocket, but we want you to start thinking generationally. That's what we're going back to. We're going back to like a couple of weeks ago when I put up about the Black Wall Street. I want us to get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get back to that point where you're looking around and, you know, everyone's not looking at each other about, you know, what they got on or where they bought or what they spent, but everyone's looking in there saying, well, that one is the dentist. That's who you deal with. This one's the doctor. Here's your lawyer. There's your contractor. There's this. And everyone in the room is looking beautiful and smelling fine. And that's where it's all about. But now that moves us to our next step, which is step 7, about building the thoughts of your dreams. People say, what do you mean by that, building the thoughts of your dreams? Well, basically, we've dealt with building your retirement basket. We've dealt with putting away your security to deal with liabilities and expenses. Now your dream basket is basically you should be putting money away towards your dreams. If you know that you wish to be an entrepreneur, and that's one of the things that we stress here on the Couples TV show, is that we know that every individual, every couple is an entrepreneur. I don't care if you feel that you bake cookies on the side and that's your love, that's a passion. If you love doing it, we can show you how to tap yourself with our expertise to help you to utilize what's in you to become that next step.
But you know what, Greg? I don't mean to cut you off, because you know in couples that we found, and Greg was talking about the cookies, because that person may be the baker, but your spouse may be the one that does the launching. In the back, you know, sometimes, you know, God, when God puts things together, I am so amazed. The unions that God put together. There are certain things, Greg and I are totally different. We work totally different. We have different personalities. But when we come down to the business, he is a numbers person. I'm really not the numbers person. But what I do bring to this thing is ideas that comes out. Things that just pop off the paper. Things that just go. My creativity. What I bring to this business and what he brings to this business complements each other. But we're so busy fighting with each other, we can't get to the point of complementing each other. This is a dance. It's a dance. This business is a dance. And if I'm doing the waltz and he's doing the jazz, somebody's mouth to step on somebody's toes. So, go ahead.
As I was saying, but definitely that dream basket, any idea, any thought that you wish to have, you have to understand that, okay, how can I just got caught off guard, excuse me, this is definitely live radio, my daughter's texting me some weird stuff here. But anyway, definitely building your dream basket is about putting money on the side to allow yourself to see where you wish to go in reference to your dreams. If you know that you're going to be an entrepreneur, you have to put money aside towards your dream. Before anyone's going to invest in you, you have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in yourself. If I don't even want to scream it at the top of my lungs, but this is so imperative. It's so important. You have to invest in yourself. Don't expect anyone to be behind you, pushing you, saying that, yeah, you can do it. Yeah, you can do this and do that. But if you don't believe it, if you don't take the opportunity to believe it your own self, why would you expect anyone else to believe it? That doesn't make any sense. That just sounds just crazy, messy. Why would you sit there and assume that you haven't invested in your dream and you want someone to help you to say, well, I feel I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Okay, now what have you invested into X, Y, Z? Even when you go for a business loan, even if it's an SBA loan, if you're going for a personal loan to be secured by something, secured loan, there's different types of loans out there. And you're saying, what is? And they're going to ask you, what is this money for? And 9 times out of 10, with especially how the financial apparatus has changed over the past couple of years due to all the stuff that went on at Wall Street, you have to be somewhat truthful of where the money's going. Now, if you start lying and you say, you know, I'm doing this for business, but you're trying to take it, you know, go to Bora Bora halfway across the world, you know, that's fraud. You fraudulently got this, you asked, you know, you fraudulently went about going for this money in an inappropriate manner. So you have to start understanding that you actually put your money where your mouth is. And that's what mainly the building your dream basket is about. It's about putting your money where your mouth is. You cannot expect anyone to invest in you if you're not willing to invest in yourself. So take that as a thought when you start thinking about, how am I supposed to put my dream baskets together? I'm already starting my security basket. I'm starting to put my little money away towards that so I can have my security fund. I already know I want to prepare for my future, so I got the retirement stuff handled. But you don't always want to work for somebody else. I remember reading something, a post that a young man that I worked with at one time who has his own company, and it was so true. And people complain too many times, and this I'm paraphrasing the quote, but basically when you start complaining that why you working for someone else and they're getting rich and you're not, remember, you're helping them build their dream. So if you're helping them build their dream, of course you're not going to get rich. What you have to turn around and start thinking about when you're going to start investing in your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get mad that someone else is prospering because they fought and they took the action to build their dream and you're helping them with their dream. So you're going to complain during the process. There's no reason for you to complain during the process, because if that is the case, stop complaining and start your dream.
And that's another thing. When you said to invest in yourself, I just want to go back there. Invested in yourself is what we talked a little bit about just a few minutes ago, about when there is conferences that you should go to, and it's $1,000 or it's $500, whatever it is, and you know that this may change how you think, that may bring back a full-fledged return to you, you have to start to learn to put those things out there, because it will come back to you. Knowledge is such power. I remember reading The Laws of Success by Napoleon Hill. That is a must read for all people going into business. A must read. If you do not learn how to be successful in life, there's lessons out there in books. I remember there was a time we were taught, back in the day, when they said they wanted to hide things from African Americans, they would put in a book.
Put it in a book.
Why do we say that? Because they say we do not read.
Don't want to invest the time.
Pick up a book. What's in your library? Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? there are books out there that we need to start picking up, reading. We need to start filling our minds. Invest in yourself. You can go online, get a used book, get a Kindle, whatever you have to do. For God's sake, YouTube it. That's free. Everybody has the internet nowadays. It's on their phone or on their home computer, their laptop, their iPad. When you're sitting there, just read. There's a lot of books on the Deepak Chopra, and when he was talking about the seven spiritual laws of success. You want to be successful? Start reading about success. Then it will start to seep into your mind. How about start turning off the television and watching these reality shows that are on television 24/7? Greg and I were talking yesterday about how there isn't any genuine television shows that when we were growing up that was out. It's all a reality situation that people are in their homes fighting and screaming and yelling. This is why we're here saying that you can have a marriage, and you know what? We do have arguments, but healthy arguments, that no one is shoving and pushing and doing all kinds of stuff to their mate. I know we're getting off a little off kilter here, but it's all streams of success. You should have a balance of success throughout your life. And your business should not be so stressful that you are now not even having time for your family. My family works inside my daycare. Our family works inside the other portion of Greg runs. It's just a family situation. And as we move forward with this next endeavor, our children will be right with us. And we're going to be able to expand, and now we're able to give other people jobs. And that's what it's about, giving from a place where you don't get tired. That's when you know you're in the right thing with what you're doing. Are you in your passion? Do you understand, because we are children of the Most High, that our lives are unlimited? It's just about how far you can imagine. How big is your dream? Do you say it every day? What are you investing? Or are you going to be stocking shelves? So we would like you to take the first steps that we talked about early on, your buying power. How do you take it back? How do you get in control of your finances? And if you're in debt right now, do not be ashamed that you're in debt. There's a place where now you can come and know the steps to get out of debt. We were in debt. We had to sit under people to learn how to get out of debt. How to now maneuver in a way to create funnels.
And it is a process.
Absolutely. And it's a funnel. You know, success is a funnel. An everlasting funnel, but you gotta pour something in that funnel. What are you pouring into that funnel? Are you investing in you? Are you investing in your business? Are you investing in your future? Are you investing into changing your mindset for generations to come? Go ahead.
Wow. That was some great thoughts there, and I mean, you have the ability to listen to us here on blogtalkradio.com/bridaltribe, and definitely from what we did on our channel And what we did 2 weeks ago, including this, I mean, this would probably be something special to put together in the long run, because people need to hear this. People need to grow from this, and it's amazing how we move up to step 8, and that is avoiding pitfalls. Like, what do you mean by avoiding pitfalls? There are always certain mistakes that couples will do, entrepreneurs may do, and they seem like great thoughts at one point, but then in the long run, you start to understand, it's like, wait a minute, that really wasn't the smartest idea to do. And one of the things that I've learned over time, as I said, this is a process. Because I know when we became homeowners, I was age 25. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing was, you know, that 30-year mortgage until I got in there and we started realizing, like, wait a minute. After a while, a 30-year mortgage benefits only one person, the bank. Mm-hmm. The 30-year mortgage doesn't benefit you in the long run. So usually if you're out there under the sound of our voice and you listen to this on the archive and you go through this, one of the things that you should stress, you may have to circulate a couple more dollars per month, but it behooves you in the end. Don't get caught up when they try to offer you a 30-year mortgage for those individuals who are out there about to venture into purchasing a house or even a second home. Always seek out what a 15-year mortgage would do. And the reason why I say a 15-year mortgage, because even though it's still a mortgage, you'll be surprised. For the couple of $100 more a month that you'll pay, you're saving 15 years worth of payments, and you're paying off the house even quicker. Also, other things that you should definitely avoid as a couple or an entrepreneur, depending on the situation, having dead debt. And dead debt is basically just credit card debt. When you're walking around with balances and stuff like that, and I learned something this past Saturday evening watching, because as Cheryl says, you have to invest in yourself. So there are times I always watch this particular individual, and she came up with a thought which I feel we should share, because at times a lot of us do not go to watch her. And she was talking about the credit card companies, and the credit card companies they have those who are transactors, and I'm trying to remember what the other word is, but basically it's as if the credit card company is about to put you into two different classes. There's a class where, you know, if you use your credit card and you pay it off within a month, maybe you may carry a balance and you paid it off within 2 months, okay, you're in this bracket. You're like in the A bracket. And then those who are always keeping a balance and always near the end of their credit rope, you're in the B bracket. And then you have to do a lot if you get in the B bracket to move up into the A bracket. And it's not about what you – and certain people say, oh, the system's unfair and this, that, and that. They're just doing stuff to keep people down. So stop. It is your responsibility to learn the system and navigate the system. See, that was part of our problem. See, in the 60s, when we had a lot of black pride and a lot of empowerment within the community, the only thing that we didn't do well, which would have helped us as we moved on, was the fact that we were so much about changing the system instead of realizing it wasn't so much about changing the system, it was about using the system that was at hand to our benefit. See, once you get past the point of pointing fingers and worrying about what someone allegedly is doing to you, the only person that can stop you is you. And that's one of the things that you have definitely learned here, being under me and Cheryl, is that we're not gonna, I mean, we're gonna help you through the process, but we're not here to coddle. I'm not here to hold your hand. Cheryl's not here to put you in her lap and, you know, you're back back to suckling. That's not what it's about. It's about giving you the information. By you investing in yourself, investing in the things that we will offer you, and we're going to be your coaches to say, look, you can do this, and we're going to be on your back to make sure you do this. Why? Because it will benefit you in the end. But you have to understand how we utilize our buying power is up to us. Is nothing more that can be said. I mean, I'm very passionate about that. That's one thing that I'm about, is about seeing people just utilize what they have and use it to a higher level. Cheryl, what do you have to say to that? Oh, I guess.
Oh. Well, I have to say that I think that a lot of times we have a situation where if we don't know a thing, it's hard to go to different different likes of how we can now but have our buying power back. So my thing is, if we don't learn, how to keep our buying power, and not just for ourselves, but for our children's children, we are not going to learn the steps of how to do that. So why I'm, what am I really saying? What I'm really saying is that if we can learn how to maneuver money, if we can learn how to respect money, and if we can learn the steps that we went through about building for the future, first find out what is your purpose. When you find out what your purpose is in life, and it may be a difficult situation where you may find out that your purpose in life is, you think, I just have a gift for gab. That may be somewhere that you want to delve down to. And as couples, we need to start having conversations daily. We need to have conversations so that when we learn from the situations of the past, well, we might have been in financial, you know, ruins. And can I tell you that that is not the way to go? I want to tell you that you're supposed to be successful. You're supposed to be giving. You're supposed to be doing something big on the earth. You are supposed to be that one or that couple or that family, maybe to help the homeless, maybe to feed the people in another country or in this country. I was reading how many homeless families that we have, over 20 million homeless families. 20 million. That means families. That means a mother, a father, and kids for whatever reason. And my point is that we need to find out what is our purpose in life. What is our purpose in life? What can we do to make us a couple that we can get out of debt? If that's you, if it's not, great, stay out of debt, because it's the one thing to get out of debt. Now, if you're going to stay into debt because you didn't change the habits, because we can get you out of debt. Now, it's another thing to get out of debt. It's another thing to stay out of debt, because you could be right back in that cycle of being, oh, I just got to do this. Oh, and I just, is it a want or a need? And we'll get into that. So my thing, and what Greg and I are talking about is, and the next thing we're going to be talking about is paying yourself. And then very early on in your business, you may not be able to pay yourself. And that's very true. But if you do it right, can I tell you that if you're in your passion, that it's going to come. It's going to come.
Remember that, just like I stated, we have some great nuggets that are here to help you. We have some great nuggets that are there to allow you. Remember what we say, we allow you. Because everything that we teach, everything that you will be coached under us about, it's about we're helping you find you. We're helping you find your passion. We're helping you to take something that you think is just a hobby and you turn that hobby into a million-dollar company. That's what we're about. We're about helping you tap where you think some people would say that there's nothing, and we're there to let you know that there is something. And dealing with your buying power, those are one of the first steps. You have to understand, if you're not going to spend the time to get financially equipped, especially in this 21st century age, then you should have stayed at Y2K. I'm just being honest. You should have stayed at Y2K. You should have been one of those people who's going to say that, you know, the world was going to end and the computers were going to, you know, fall off the earth and, you know, no one would be able to do anything. And it was, you know, I mean, as much as that fear-mongering as that comes about, you have the opportunity to get your piece of the pie now while you're tangibly still on this plane. And if you do it correctly, you can build a legacy. And as my wife stated to you, the reason why we have our kids in it, because we want our kids to see, is that money, the things that they're blessed with doesn't just happen. Don't make any crazy assumptions that, you know, it's supposed to be because of whatever. No, these things occur because of what someone had to plan beforehand. And that's what is about respecting our forefathers. And the last step is about increasing your income. You yourself should not look to your boss just to increase your income. I'm going to say this again. You as an individual, see, workers, people who are workers are always looking for their boss to, you know, I need a raise in pay, boss. I need a raise in pay. No. You really want that true raise? You raise yourself up. And if it means that you're putting in the 40-hour week there and you put another 30 hours into your venture until your 30-hour venture turns into a 40-hour venture and your 40-hour venture can somehow pull you off that job, then that's what you have to do. Don't make the assumption that you're supposed to sit there and just wait for someone to give you what I sometimes consider how to. Now, I don't want people out there to feel that I'm saying that receiving raises and you know, being good at whatever position or career you're at, that that's a bad thing. No. If you merit certain bonuses and certain things and certain elevations in your professional life, no, by means, take it. If you're one of those go-getters and you're go-getting it in that particular situation, you do that. But usually people who do that have a side hustle. They're not just looking at that person who's, you know, funding it. They're taking what they're making there and they turn it into a side hustle so eventually they can be their own boss.
You know, what else I wanted to say is that Greg made a very valid point about if you're on a job right now, if you work a 9-to-5 or whatever that job is, what are you doing, blessing your boss or are you complaining there? Because all the position that you're in, bless where you are now. Therefore, when you get in the position where you are, your name and your whatever you did in the past will go forward for you to say, you know what? I remember that person. Diligent worker, do what they had to do, never complain, do what they had to do, came in on time. Because if you are that person working for someone, not saying that anything is wrong with working for someone right now until you get where you are, until you're ready to step out on that. Because it was at least a leap of faith for me to step out on these two businesses. I was working. I resigned, and people were looking at me like I was crazy. Because I had good benefits. I had a secure position. And people were like, why are you leaving? Oh, my God. I probably would have still been there today, not making over six figures, still making five figures, $35,000. I probably wouldn't have went back to school, became a marriage and family therapist, and did all this stuff, and wouldn't have learned from the aspect of being an entrepreneur, having six children, because I probably would have stopped at three. So my point is that are you blessing where you are now? Are you diligent of what the jobs that you have now to now get you to a threshold of being that? Because even when at your position, work as an entrepreneur. Does somebody have to keep asking you for that report? Or are you just doing it? Does somebody have to keep asking you for what you have to keep continuously doing? Or are you just doing it? Entrepreneurs are self-starters. They don't have to be reminded of deadlines. Something that you want for yourself, you have to want it. You have to breathe it. Every day, Greg and I are doing something for the Couples TV Show, for GregandShara.com. Every day. you're doing something. You want to write that book? Are you just getting up staring at the four walls, or are you watching TV? Did you even write one page today? Two pages? What are you doing? Your time is valuable. We all have the same 24 hours. What are you doing with your time?
Okay, that was a great way to bring it to the point. We have about less than 5 minutes left in this today's episode. And one of the things that we would love to continue to let you know is we thank everyone who has supported Gregory and Cheryl Clark. We appreciate everyone. We're here to help you. We're here to assist you. That's what the Couples TV show is about. That's what Gregory and Cheryl Clark are here to do. And one of the things you have to understand, the reason why we're here to help others, because by helping you, we still help ourselves. Because we wish to see our community grow. We wish to see our community magnified. And as I said, you know, reality TV is not reality. We are greater. We are stronger. We are much more adept than what we know. We have so much resiliency. It's coming out of our pores. And one of the things that I would remind you is that, as I said at the top of the hour, is that if you are in the New York City area, especially if you're in the Bronx, New York area, and you're under the sound of our voice, you can definitely join us this Saturday, February 8th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. It's not even taking out your whole day. It's not a long, drawn-out thing. We like to get in there. We like to teach you. We like to get you acclimated. We like to get you stimulated, and then we put the task back to you. And if you stay connected with us, you'll see that we're task-oriented here. But definitely you can join us this Saturday, February 8th, at Eagle Academy Young Men's Bronx Campus, which is located at 4143 3rd Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10457. If you're driving, it's not too far from the Cross Bronx Expressway. And if you're taking public transportation, you can just definitely put in that address, 4143 3rd Avenue, Bronx, New York, and you would definitely have the different options of how to see us and to be a part of our communication forum. We're doing this in conjunction with Eagle Academy because it's about getting our communication to be much more effective in our own community. And one of the things, I know who we're called to, but we're called to everyone, but I know who I'm here to help. So if you're willing to take the step, as they always say, when the mentor shows up, the mentees are ready to roll. So one of the things that you have to understand that as me and Cheryl are being mentors to many, that means you are ready to follow what we're here to share. So definitely you have our Facebook pages, facebook.com/thecouplesTVshow. Go like the page. You'll be able to get updates regularly. And our new main page, which is Gregory and Cheryl Clark. Now, if you're in other countries and you want to type it into the task bar that's in your browser, you would type in facebook.com/ Greg and Cheryl Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E. Again, that would be facebook.com/ Greg Cheryl Clark, and that's Facebook. And the only reason why we kept it that way, like I said earlier, because our main website, which will be up very shortly, is gregandcherylclark.com. So we just kept everything mirrored together. So if you're coming from another country and you wish to hook up with us on Facebook, our main page is facebook.com/ Greg and Cheryl Clark. And Cheryl starts with a C. So on behalf of my lovely wife, Cheryl Clark, this is Gregory Clark Sr. signing off saying that we wish nothing but prosperity and success for you, and we wish for you to breathe life daily. If you're following us on our pages, you understand that we put that at the end of each of our posts. We wish for you to breathe life daily because you have the opportunity every single day, as Cheryl stated. We all have the same 24 hours, but what are you doing with it? You can breathe in negativity. You can breathe in lack. Or you can turn around and say, you know what, it's time for me to breathe in prosperity, breathe in success, breathe in a better type of life that I see for myself and for my loved ones. And if you continue to do that, believe you me, you're going to be blessed beyond measure just for that. So until next week, where we will reach in here on blogtalkradio.com, this is Gregory Clark signing off for the Couples TV Show. Be blessed, and we'll see you and listen to you next week.